This is Spectrum. Personal opinion on issues of public interest from six different viewpoints. Now, today's perspective.
I'm Joe Sobrin. The Reagan administration is in sad shape, very much as the Nixon administration was during Watergate. The president is beleaguered, his chief of staff is out, and he faces both an adversary press and two adversary houses of Congress. One measure of how bad things have gotten is that it's now the president's supporters, not his detractors, who are dropping broad hints about his mental limitations. The Tower Commission has found that the administration did swap arms to Iran in exchange for hostages, and that Mr. Reagan's personal management style leaves much to be desired. Now, can we change the subject? It's not that I'm uninterested in the Iran arms sale. It's just that I can't stay interested for 4 months. I don't think the reason is that I have a short attention span either, but I do have a limited appetite for soap opera. As with Watergate, there's been a large body of people hungrily following the details of the case every day. We've had another outsized ratio of media attention to hard fact. Ben Bradley, managing editor of the Washington Post, has been quoted as calling the Iran arms scandal the most fun since Watergate, and there does seem to be an unseemly glee among the press corps at another chance to embarrass the president. When you pause to think of it, an awful lot of journalism these days does seem to be driven or even engineered by the motive of embarrassing someone. A minor gaffe can launch a 3-day blow of replays, reactions, and calls for resignation. Scandals can be manufactured out of the most trivial details. A few years back, Edwin Meese's cufflinks were the topic of a big story on the evening news, with the heavy suggestion that Mr. Meese was on the take. The story quickly collapsed of its own triviality, but in the meantime, Mr. Meese had to clear his name and fight against relentless innuendos. The TV camera is an ideal device for creating topics out of minimal fact. It can send an image of cufflinks into millions of living rooms, accompanied by portentous hints about a sleaze factor, and presto, a scandal. The sensationalism of television has made the manipulation of images, rather than the discussion of propositions, the common denominator of our political awareness. Public discussion is being displaced by public relations and ideas by amplified gossip. The sensations come and go. You may recall, but I don't blame you too much if you don't, that the media were obsessed last year by the topic of American hostages in the Middle East. The president was under enormous pressure to do something. He did. It turned out to be a blunder that did him little credit, though he was acting out of that compassion he was accused of lacking. I don't defend this move, but it seems to me that 4 months of bad publicity for it is a more than sufficient and even somewhat arbitrary penalty. This is Joe Sobrin for Spectrum.
Six personal points of view on Spectrum. Opinions not necessarily those of this station or the CBS radio network.
The White House says that in about a half hour, the president will appear to announce his new nominee to head the Central Intelligence Agency. Earlier in the day, former Senator John Tower, the head of the commission that investigated the NSC, was asked if he'd been offered the job as head of the CIA. He said yes, and that he'd turned it down. Robert Gates, the president's original nominee to replace William Casey, withdrew yesterday after it became apparent his nomination was in trouble on Capitol Hill because of his involvement in the Iran-Contra affair. Meanwhile, President Reagan met with members of his National Security Council staff, and he told them, among other things, that competing views must be fully explored in planning and implementing foreign policy. News reporters were not allowed to cover the NSC meeting, but the president's words were conveyed by spokesman Marlon Fitzwater. Jacqueline Adams has details.
He told some 50 to 60 NSC staffers that he wants a range of options developed for his consideration. Legal issues must be addressed head-on, he said, and the rule of law respected. Decisions must be fully documented, the president continued, and CIA participation must not be shortcut. Mr. Reagan is continuing to make revisions on the address to the nation that he'll deliver tomorrow night. His aides hope the speech will help the president repair the damage caused by the Iran-Contra scandal. But White House spokesman Marlon Fitzwater did not know if Mr. Reagan would heed the advice of many of his closest advisors and admit the Iran initiative was flawed. Jacqueline Adams, CBS News, The White House.
Now Tidy Cat 3 is a hard-working cat box filler. Oh, Tidy Cat 3. When you go in. It deodorizes better.
Two.
Absorbs like a real go-getter.
Three.
Leaves no dust, no tracks around. Tidy Cat 3.
I'm Ed Lowe. My Tidy Cat 3 is 99% dust-free, so it's cleaner and healthier for your cat. And
And with my Tidy Cat 3 cat box liners, you may never have to wash your cat box again.
Every time you speak, people judge you by the words you use. To make a powerful impression, you need a powerful vocabulary. You need verbal advantage, audio cassette tapes that teach you proper pronunciation, meaning, and usage without study. Verbal advantage gives you the word power you need to succeed in life. All you have to do is listen. Call now, 1-800-55-TAPES, 55-T-A-P-E-S, 1-800-55-TAPES.
Another Achievement Dynamics Success Program.
Former National Security Advisor John Poindexter will accept a demotion, but he'll reportedly stay in the Navy based in Washington. The Pentagon announced that Poindexter will lose one of his stars and return to the rank of Rear Admiral. During his White House tour, Poindexter held the rank of Vice Admiral. A federal grand jury in Washington has indicted a top Israeli Air Force officer on charges he recruited and ran confessed by Jonathan Pollard. Aviam Sella is accused of being a master of one of the most damaging spy rings in U.S. history. The Israeli government has had little to say about the Pollard case since it was described as a minor rogue operation. And it is doubtful Sella will ever face trial in the U.S. The U.S.-Israeli extradition treaty does not cover spying. A federal mediator will meet Thursday with representatives of CBS and ABC and their striking writers. Some 500 Writers Guild members, including copy editors, assignment editors, and graphic artists, walked off the job yesterday when talks broke down. One of the quintuplets born last night in Las Vegas to Robin and Wayne Jenkins has died. The remaining four girls are said to be doing quite well. Entertainer Danny Kaye, for more than four decades a star of stage, screen, and television, died today in Los Angeles. He was 74. On Wall Street right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up about 5 points at 2225.53. Volume on the New York Exchange, 125 million shares. The government's index of leading economic indicators, the main bellwether of the country's economic health, dipped 1% in January. That's the biggest nosedive in 2.5 years. The crew has abandoned a Danish cargo ship in the middle of the English Channel. The ship, loaded with 430 tons of explosives, is on fire, and the French Navy is planning to sink it before it blows itself up. Now this.
Oops, sounds like you either need new glasses or new brakes. If it is your brakes, don't fool around. Get them fixed right away. At a Goodyear Auto Service Center, our trained technicians are experts at finding out what's wrong. They'll tell you if you need new brake pads, new brake shoes, or maybe even new brakes, period. But listen, if you've got a service place you trust, go there. If not, come to the Goodyear Auto Service Center near you, get those brakes fixed, and let Goodyear take you home.
Come feel right at home. Feel like it's spring.
Sears March Furniture Sale's the thing.
One of our biggest furniture sales of the year.
Almost everything you want is here.
Lots of bedroom sets, sofas, tables, too.
And a 20 to 50% savings for you.
All kinds of chairs.
Bed frames of brass.
Rockers and mirrors.
And tables of glass.
Nightstands, mattresses, and vases.
Making Sears the most exciting of places.
So freshen your house, but don't delay.
This furniture sale ends Saturday.
There's more for your life.
In the furniture department.
At Sears.
For the fifth straight year, the women of Olney, England have defeated the women of Liberal, Kansas in the annual Shrove Tuesday pancake race. Elizabeth Bartlett of Olney beat Maria Streif of Liberal by 5 seconds. Shrove Tuesday, or Fat Tuesday, or Mardi Gras, is the last day before Lent. And historians say pancakes have been popular foods on this day since medieval times. Women would make pancakes to use up whatever animal fat they had on hand, like lard or drippings, because many believers gave up animal foods for Lent. Rob Armstrong, CBS News.
The announcement of Judge Webster as the president's choice for the CIA came at the end of a day of intensive White House activity. Spokesman Marlon Fitzwater told reporters that Mr. Reagan called Webster at 10:20 this morning to offer him the job. Earlier, the president had discussed it with two other candidates, former Senator John Tower and former National Security Advisor Brent Scowcroft. Both men asked not to be considered. Webster called the president back shortly after 6 this evening to accept the position. In a statement read by Fitzwater, the president applauded Webster for his 9 years as head of the FBI and described him as a man of honor and integrity who is committed to the rule of law. Such a statement would normally be unnecessary with this kind of an announcement, but with the outgoing CIA director accused of misleading Congress and possibly violating the law during the Iran-Contra scandal, it took on special meaning. Terrence Smith, CBS News, the White House.
Meanwhile, the initial reaction on Capitol Hill is highly favorable.
He's a professional. He knows intelligence. He's had the responsibility for the internal security of the country, and of course CIA with external security, the relations have been good with that agency, and he can move right in and it's a professional takeover, and that's what we need.
Democratic Senator Ernest Hollings, a member of the Intelligence Committee. Earlier, President Reagan met briefly with reporters and said that Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev's weekend arms control proposal was a positive sign. He said the U.S. will present a counter-proposal to the Soviets in Geneva tomorrow, and then the U.S. negotiating team will come home for a face-to-face briefing with the president. White House sources tell CBS News that today Mr. Reagan managed to do exactly what they want, make him look like a hands-on president who is firmly in control of the ship of state. More news in a minute.
I see you're eating Lay's jalapeno and cheddar potato chips.
Yep.
Can I have one?
Yep.
Mmm. Spicy jalapeno, mellow cheddar cheese. Tastes pretty good together, huh?
Yep.
Says here they're guaranteed. Did you know that?
Nope.
Says if we don't like them, we get another flavor free.
Does it say we have to?
Nope.
Good.
Lay's brand jalapeno and cheddar. Bet you love them or get another flavor free. Just look for those specially marked red bags.
Last year, American business spent billions on computer upgrades. And what did they get along with their new computers? Downtime for installation.
Company, halt! Take 10! Weeks.
Retraining for personnel.
Okay, men, let's get back to basics.
They got reprogramming.
Get with the program, Slocum. Open up your user manual.
For a hardware upgrade without the upheaval, call Wang. And you'll get an upgrade without the retraining, the reprogramming, and without a lot of downtime. Because Wang makes it work.
As the Israeli government continues to try to distance itself from confessed spy Jonathan Pollard, a federal grand jury today indicted a top Israeli Air Force officer as head of a spy ring that both recruited and ran the American spy. Aviam Sella was named as the Israeli spy master the day before Pollard is to be sentenced for selling thousands of secret U.S. documents to the Israelis. It is unlikely that Sella will ever stand trial because the U.S.-Israeli extradition treaty does not cover spying. A federal mediator has called a meeting between CBS and ABC and striking members of the Writers Guild for Thursday. Some 500 writers, editors, and graphic artists walked off the job when negotiations broke down yesterday. Firestone announced today that over the next 6 months, it will close plants in Iowa, Illinois, and Oklahoma. That will result in 2,900 layoffs. The company said it's the result of the rubber workers' union rejecting contract concessions. On Wall Street today, the Dow Industrials closed up just over 6 points at 2226.52. Volume was 149 million shares, the average share up 15 cents. Larry Layton, the former member of the People's Temple, was sentenced to life in prison today for the 1978 murder of Congressman Leo Ryan in Jonestown, Guyana. Layton will be eligible for parole in 5 years. Now this.
Hello, Mom. You're not going to believe this. I'm calling from the kitchen and the dishwasher's on. I know it's quiet. It's my new Whirlpool dishwasher. Yes, it's on. Oh, it cleans great. Everything just gleams. And this Whirlpool dishwasher's so quiet, we won't have to shout anymore. Hey, Mom, what's all that noise? Oh, it's your dishwasher.
We're making your world a little easier. Whirlpool.
Hello, good friend. This is Pat Boone. Here's how you can help over 1 million of the physically handicapped while helping yourself to over $8 in savings on fine Glenbrook products like Bayer Aspirin, Diaperine Baby Products, Philips Milk of Magnesia, and Midol. Just look for Glenbrook's ad in the Easter Seals coupon insert with this Sunday's paper. Every coupon you redeem will help Glenbrook give to Easter Seals, and I sure hope you'll do it. It's a nice way to help others and yourself. Thank you.
Poultry researchers at the Department of Agriculture have discovered that some genes planted in chickens can be passed from generation to generation, which may clear the way for creating chickens who lay bigger eggs or who are resistant to certain diseases. The scientists say that while the genetic engineering is still in the experimental stage, the day may not be far away when people will be asking the foul question, which came first, designer chickens or designer eggs? Rob Armstrong, CBS News.
This is The World Tonight. Good evening. I'm Douglas Edwards, CBS News. There's a new pace at the White House these days, and it's a fast gate. President Reagan will nominate William Webster, currently the director of the FBI, to be the new director of the CIA. Webster, generally regarded as confirmable by Congress, has an unblemished record of federal service, first as a judge and then as head of the FBI. Jacqueline Adams followed today's developments.
In his first visit to the White House press briefing room since November 25th, President Reagan welcomed Mikhail Gorbachev's speech on Saturday. In it, the Soviet leader abandoned his recent insistence on linking all progress on arms control to restrictions on Star Wars testing. The president said his negotiators in Geneva will tomorrow present a draft treaty text, one which calls for the elimination of intermediate-range missiles in Europe. Officials here say a final treaty is still some months away. One of the major unresolved issues is verification.
Because we're committed to genuine and lasting arms reductions and to ensuring full compliance, we will continue to insist that any agreement must be effectively verifiable.
The main purpose of the president's appearance, however, was to counter the Tower Commission report characterization of him as a laid-back, hands-off, uninvolved chief executive. Jacqueline Adams, CBS News, The White House.
The World Tonight continues in a moment.
Oops, sounds like you either need new glasses or new brakes. If it is your brakes, don't fool around. Get them fixed right away. At a Goodyear Auto Service Center, our trained technicians are experts at finding out what's wrong. They'll tell you if you need new brake pads, new brake shoes, or maybe even new brakes, period. But listen, if you've got a service place you trust, go there. If not, come to the Goodyear Auto Service Center near you, get those brakes fixed, and let Goodyear take you home.
Here's more great news from Sears.
Imagine a pillow so soft, even a goose would think it was down. It's Sears DuraPuff Ultra Pillow. Its polyester fill keeps it soft, yet plump and firm, so it's one of the most comfortable pillows you can buy. And right now, you can buy two in any size for the price of one, like two standard sizes, just $17.99. Buy one, get one free, now till March 4th.
There's more for your life.
More to make you right at home.
An allegation of overcharging today against a major defense contractor. David Martin reports from the Pentagon.
The Air Force spends $500 million a year on spare parts for the engines that power its frontline fighters, the F-15 and F-16. In an attempt to save money, the Air Force started buying some of those parts directly from the manufacturer, TRW, bypassing General Electric and Pratt & Whitney, which build the engines. Eliminating the middleman, in other words. But former TRW employee Larry Eagle Eye says the company was charging the Air Force 22% more than Pratt & Whitney for the same parts off the same assembly line.
Correct. For the same part at the same point in time.
And the motive for this?
Profit. Pure profit.
TRW's own investigation turned up what it calls irregularities at seven different TRW plants around the country. Irregularities which have resulted in two grand jury investigations, the firing of 19 TRW employees, the disciplining of 100 more, and $10 to $24 million in overcharges. David Martin, CBS News, The Pentagon.
In Louisiana, it seems, Fat Tuesday comes in the middle of lean times. Harry Smith reports.
Record crowds jam New Orleans today for Mardi Gras, but when Louisiana wakes up with its hangover tomorrow, things will look more than fuzzy. They'll look bad. Unemployment is at an all-time high in Louisiana, and in places like Assumption Parish, where one-third of the people don't have jobs, the lucky ones work digging ditches. Hard times in oil and agriculture mean Louisiana's future is tied to developing a more skilled workforce, but 49% of the public school students drop out before they finish. The legislature, strapped for cash, cut the state's education budget by more than $200 million. Ivan Meistovich teaches finance at the University of New Orleans.
There's been a general sense of education is really not that important. And if it's not that important, then we're not going to invest very heavily in it, nor are we going to encourage our children and their children and their children to go and get a good, solid education.
Louisiana promotes itself as a dream state, but the economy has caused an awakening here, and people now see there's a lot of catching up to do. Harry Smith, CBS News, New Orleans.
A federal mediator has stepped in to get striking writers and two broadcast networks back to the bargaining table. The new talks will take place Thursday at the request of the Federal Mediation and Conciliation Service. 525 members of the Writers Guild of America yesterday struck ABC and CBS, sending writers, researchers, editors, and graphic artists onto the picket lines and sending management personnel to the drawing boards, literally. The major issues in the dispute are job security and work rules. The federal mediators say those and any others dividing the parties will be tackled at the new talks.
It's the way we dare to style, the way we try our wings. It's the way that we decide to do most anything. Drinking our kind of coffee, good to the last drop. Yeah. Only Maxwell House fresh flavor, tastes like coffee made our way. Only Maxwell House fresh flavor, tastes like coffee made our way. Ooh. Oh. It's the way we make a point, the way we get things done. It's the way we find excuses to have a little fun. Drinking our kind of coffee, good to the last drop, yeah. Only Maxwell House fresh flavor, tastes like coffee made our way. Only Maxwell House.
They said he made the whole world smile a lot, and so tonight the whole world cries a little, for Danny Kaye has died. Terry Drinkwater tells his story.
He did it all so very well. Clowning, singing, dancing, acting. Danny Kaye was really a master.
Chaps, who did taps, aren't tapping anymore. They're doing choreography.
We sang right along with him sometimes. On radio and on TV, he made us laugh out loud in our living rooms. But it is the movies that most people will remember longest. Films like The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, Hans Christian Andersen, and White Christmas. Kaye was also a humanitarian, traveling around the world, raising millions to help the sick and hungry. For three decades, he was the official permanent ambassador at large for the United Nations Children's Fund. And everywhere he went, he sought out children, and they sought him out. Many in show business tonight said the same thing. He was a true genius, and there are not very many of them left. Terry Drinkwater, CBS News, Hollywood.
Every day I'm trying harder. My goal is pleasing you. Cause when your name is Avis, you take pride in what you do.
Hi, I'm Mike Vidmar, Avis Fleet Manager. I take pride in what I do. And you'll see the results every time you rent one of our GM or other fine cars. Because I'm Avis.
Neat junk up here, Grandpa.
Well, that's what addicts are for. Look, here's your dad's high school jacket.
Hey, can I have it?
You gotta grow into it first.
Oh, that'll take forever.
Oh, I don't know. If you keep eating right and taking those Flintstones vitamins, you'll sprout up in no time.
Well, I guess I don't mind being a kid for now.
Me either, pal.
We are Flintstones kids, 10 million strong and growing.
Stocks higher, the Dow Jones average up more than 6 points. Wall Street on this world tonight.